Op-ed. The Unseen Costs of Terminating Delta Aeromexico's Partnership. Texas Border Business. Texas Border Business. As the Department of Transportation, DOT, considers ending the antitrust immunity granted to Delta Airlines and Aeromexico, the repercussions of this decision stretch far beyond bureaucratic circles and into the everyday lives of millions of travelers and thousands of workers. The cooperation agreement between Delta and Aeromexico, which the DOT might not renew, has been a bureaucratic checkbox and a critical enabler of increased transborder connectivity. The potential termination of this agreement on October 26, 2024, threatens the cancellation or significant reduction of 23 nonstop flights on 21 routes between the United States and Mexico. This is not just a number, it represents approximately 1.8 million round-trip seats annually, potentially disrupting the travel plans of countless individuals. The cessation of these services, particularly in cities like Atlanta, Detroit, and Los Angeles, among others, risks cutting critical economic and cultural lifelines. For instance, routes such as Atlanta to Leon, Guanajuato and Detroit to Monterrey support business travel and tourism and foster strong familial connections across borders. Moreover, the economic implications of this decision are profound. The termination could lead to an estimated $834 million annual increase in fares due to reduced competition and fewer available seats. This price hike would hurt consumer wallets and impede the economic exchange vital for businesses relying on transborder trade. Delta and Aeromexico's argument that this termination would punish communities by eroding competition and increasing fares holds considerable weight. It's essential to consider that aviation market dynamics are not just about airline profits but also about consumer access and affordability. Reducing capacity and canceling routes does not punish the airlines as much as it punishes the consumer and the more extensive economy. Delta and Aeromexico's warning that such actions are rash, counterproductive, discriminatory, and unprecedented is a significant alert that the DOT's decision could be seen as a geopolitical maneuver rather than a fair regulatory action. The repercussions of targeting two private carriers for the Mexican government's actions underline a misuse of regulatory power that could set a concerning precedent. It's also vital to recognize the larger employment implications. As Aeromexico's pilot union pointed out, the unwinding of the ATI would jeopardize not just flights but also jobs and labor conditions for employees at both carriers. At a time when global economic stability is not guaranteed, such a decision could exacerbate unemployment and economic disparity. The DOT's approach appears to misunderstand the impact of such a decision on the aviation ecosystem. Instead of unilaterally punishing carriers for governmental actions, as Delta and Aeromexico suggest, a more balanced approach involving Part 213 procedures would be prudent. This would allow the DOT to impose necessary restrictions while maintaining essential air services that benefit both nations. In conclusion, while regulatory bodies must enforce laws and ensure competitive practices, decisions must be weighed against the economic and social impacts. The DOT should consider the legalities and the practical consequences of terminating Delta and Aeromexico's joint agreement. Ensuring robust competition and connectivity in the aviation market should not come at the cost of consumer choice and economic stability.